Paul, you wanted some more offensive time with this club, and you got it. You got some shots away, but weren't able to capitalize, particularly in the power play. That was early in the game. That must have been tough.
Yeah, so you want to be able to consistently generate in a certain manner things that you think you can replicate and do again. That was the real positive for us. We spent the zone time against a pretty well-schooled defensive team, and we're able to generate that. There was some finish, some shot blocking, some quickness just with the final release of the puck that didn't go for us. And as a starting point, you know, we didn't really have a whole lot of offense going. It's usually the way it works. You'll score 4-2 where you don't like your offensive game and get one in a game that you're much better in that area. So you just want to make sure that you can keep replicating that you can generate that kind. The first four teams that we play this year are all very similar in their systems, their style, their defensive focus. So having an opportunity to get better at it and seeing it tonight was a positive.
Paul, you went 0-for-5 on the power play, but you seem to move the puck much better. Would you agree with that assessment?
Broke it in better, a little better on the faceoffs, which helped. So we weren't starting with a breakout every time. Came up the ice a little bit better, and we used a bunch of different looks that we started to like. Wheeler on his offside, Laine on his offside. So getting those pucks to get to the net a little cleaner, and then a few more scrums, heavy scrums at the net, are going to help us. But it was like the rest of our offensive game. It was quicker. We had more recoveries off some shots that we were able to keep things alive.
What did you think of Joel Armia's game tonight?
Oh, I really liked it. It's funny. His best pace comes on the PK, where sometimes young players will hold back. He and Brandon have a nice chemistry going together. They're starting to read it off each other. Brandon's quickness, and Joel's got a real good stick there. So I still believe in Joel Armia that there's an offensive game, and four shots and just missed the one. But the nice part for him is his defensive game solid from the start.
You had a spat of penalty trouble in the third period. What do you attribute that to?
I don't know that the game changed any, that we were necessarily chasing it. I don't have an answer for you.
What about Josh? More minutes tonight. Seemed to have a pretty good puck moving game.
He has played three almost identical games for me. We know he can skate and we know he can move the puck, but where he's been very strong is on retrievals in his own end and closing on his own end in the defensive part of the game. So we know that he'll get more and more involved in the offense, and as he gets comfortable and confident that there's an offensive side of his game, in order for that to come out, he has to get a certain number of minutes in my mind, and he clearly has to earn those minutes, and he has. So he's at the 20-minute mark for his first three real NHL games where there's something on the line, and we are very, very pleased with where he's at.
As you'd mentioned, first two games, you don't necessarily like the offensive game, but you get the goals. This game, you get more offensive zone time, don't get the goals. Can it be tricky for players sometimes if you change the way you're trying to produce offense that maybe they're not as in as much of a rhythm?
I don't think the goals that we scored going in, and keep in mind there's two 6-on-5 situations, there's a shorthanded, there's a power play goal in there. We've got a far better chance of generating offense the way we did tonight in terms of spending more time in the zone when you can catch teams off the rush, which we like to do. You'll get some cleaner looks at the net. They're good at what they do in their own end. They've got some good experience in certain areas, and their team is structured well for that. That's a good solid offensive game. A little quicker. We got to change some shot selection coming from the back end to get it to the net to keep it alive. There weren't really any changes to our offensive game. We just focused a little more on generating the offense the way we like to. By the end of the season last year, we were number two in the NHL for offensive zone time. So there's a certain way we like to generate our offense. I don't think we had that down. I don't think we had the starting points of it really in the first two games. I thought we were a lot closer to it tonight. So you'll see more of it.